TNS.
Welcome back into Murphy Center, and Senior Day activities are underway right now. Marcos Knight, I think, will go down as one of the all-time great Blue Raiders. I remember we used to call Ayutin Tesh. There was a name in Spanish that meant warrior. That name applies in English to Marcos Knight.
Unbelievable. You know, I use the foxhole analogy a lot. That's a guy I want in my foxhole, Chip.
He is something else for sure. Already introduced, we've had Ray Cintron, and the crowd obviously giving each one of these seniors a wonderful ovation. But hard to imagine that today is the first day that Ray's mother will have seen him play in person in college.
Yeah, had his grandmother come up for the Florida trip. Got to see a great win there over FIU. And but it, you know, it's got to be very, very special for him to have mom there, obviously.
The next senior coming out is Jason Jones. And talking to Coach Davis in the hallway earlier, he was talking a lot about what JJ has gone through in his career. From the city of Memphis, played at Ridgeway, signed with Texas El Paso, got here, and really, you know, 2 years ago, he was probably the best player on the team, most productive.
Absolutely.
And he's undergone some health issues along the way, but still, throughout that, Jason never went sour, and he became a terrific team guy.
Well, when I think of him, I think of perseverance, and I think of unselfishness, because here's a guy that has overcome a lot and has accepted his role for whatever it may be on a given night, on a given week, on a given season, and has still been a pivotal part of all the successes.
James Gallman from Knoxville, Tennessee, played at Fulton High School, and the first time I saw James in person was in a state championship game, and I think it was against Memphis Central, if I remember correctly. And James Gallman, you know, was told by his coach, said, "James, you got to win it. You got to. The ball is going to be in your hands." And I saw what he did in the second half, watching Memphis Central pressure him and pressure him and pressure him. And that tough-minded individual won Fulton a state championship. He's continued to bring that toughness here to Middle.
All he's done on this floor is win.
Yep,
from
absolutely.
High school to college. And, you know, again, really pivotal moments, not only as a shooter, but also as a defensive player.
Yep, and we have seen him get better. And I don't know if I've ever seen anybody take more vicious spills on the floor than we've seen James Gallman. And the sixth senior in this group, my man, JT Sultan. We saw him come in here as a freshman from Yazoo City, Mississippi. He is 24 points away from joining the 1,000-point club, and he'll get that before this season is over, and he will be a 1,000-point, 500-rebound guy. That's special.
It is special, and he's a special young man. Clearly, at the end of his sophomore year, was one of the best players, if not the best, in the Sun Belt. Has had a couple of injury issues, but again, has overcome all of that and is playing his best basketball of the year right now. And there's no doubt in my mind that he has elevated this team as a result of that.
He certainly has. And listen to this ovation from the crowd today. And we've got a very nice crowd here this afternoon. I think it'll be listed somewhere in the 6,500, 7,000 range before it's all said and done. And still not everybody's in their seat yet here. But this terrific senior class being honored and photos being finished out at this point. And that is being taken care of right now. And as they leave the floor with their parents and family and friends, they are certainly going to have a special day here today. And, you know, and Coach Davis put it pretty simply, the only way Senior Day is any good is if you go out and win. But boy, the way that this team has been playing at home, Kyle, you would be hard pressed to see them fall off a cliff today.
Well, one of the things that I like best about them is their ability to compartmentalize the situation. And this team is a family. Off the floor, away from basketball, have as much fun as any group that I've ever been around. But when it comes time to flip the switch, they flip the switch. And I'll guarantee you, when they give their last hug over there, it'll be business time, and 40 minutes is all they'll be focusing on.
When you look back at the South Alabama game, we talked about, you know, kind of a little bit of a premonition that, you know, Middle needed to come out and punch them in the mouth early. What do you think this team wants to do today?
Exactly the same thing. I think they want to come out and not play around with this game. And with all due respect to ULM, they don't want to play down. They want to play our style. They want to play our standard. And I think Coach Davis used the term razor sharp in his pregame message. And I feel confident that's exactly what their focus is on right now. Let's do what we do.
Starting lineup for Middle Tennessee today, and Kyle, as we mentioned, Coach Davis doing something rather unique today. There will be six starters introduced. Only five will actually start the game, but there will be six starters introduced, and I think that's quite a salute.
Well, it's one of the classiest moves that I've ever seen. I've never seen that in all my years of basketball, but I think that it speaks volumes about Kermit Davis, the coach, and Kermit Davis, the person, and how much of an emphasis he places on family. You know, these six guys have done so much, and they're going to do so much more, but this was his last way of honoring this group of six on the hallowed hardwood of Murphy Center.
Yep. James Gallman, senior from Knoxville Fulton. Bruce Massey, senior, Germantown, Maryland. Marcos Knight, senior, Rents, Georgia. Raymond Cintron, senior, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Jason Jones, senior from Memphis, Tennessee. And JT Salton, senior from Yazoo City, Mississippi. Those are the six seniors and the six starters that will be introduced here this afternoon in front of this great crowd at Murphy Center on what will be the final home game for this memorable, memorable basketball team.
Yeah, it's hard to believe when you think about the number of games that you play that it ultimately goes back to one, and that's the one that we've got left. And I know exactly how these guys want to go out, and I know how they're going to go out, and that's winners.
The Blue Zoo appears to be in full throat down to our right in the eastern end zone of Murphy Center, and the crowd on its feet today as the seniors are being introduced, and James Gallman showed maybe his best ups of his career as he came flying out of there to be introduced this afternoon.
And that's one of the toughest things, I think, for these seniors is not to be too emotional, not to be too high. Easier said than done. Basketball's not an emotional game, but, you know, emotionally they've got to be into it. That's human nature.
Well, I always ask my football partner, Kelly Holcomb, on senior day what he was like on his own senior day, and because I love his answer every time, he goes, "I was balling like a baby."
Absolutely.
And that shows that it meant something, and to these six guys it certainly does, and to these 6,000 or 7,000, these guys mean something to them.
You better believe it. Now you've got me started. It's you know, when you have built a culture like Coach Davis has here that is centered on family and sacrifice and unselfishness, this group of six epitomizes that as much as any group that I've ever been around. And, you know, it's bigger than basketball because they are family. It's important.
Yeah, it is. Our broadcast tonight powered by Purity Chocolate Milk. Refuel after your workouts like the Blue Raiders do with Purity Chocolate Milk. Right now, let's pause 15 seconds for stations to identify themselves from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
Raiders win.
The home of the Blue Raiders.
WGNS Murfreesboro.
79 is a third grader at Woodland Elementary School, Putnam, Cannon County. Daughter of Michael and Stacy.
Chip Walters and Kyle Turnham with you from the Murphy Athletic Center tonight, our officials tonight will be Brent Hampton, Barry Mathis, and Kerry Sitton, and Kyle, a veteran crew on a Saturday.
Outstanding crew here, and Brent, I'm sure, would love for me to say that he's obviously the better looking of the Hampton brothers. And we'll be sure and let John know that we said that, but yeah, it is a very good crew.
The white-clad Blue Raiders, they will actually send only five starters on the floor, although they introduced six starters today, the six seniors. It'll be JT Sultan to jump against Milan Brown of Louisiana Monroe. Final home game for 2012-13, set to get underway right now. Underway, and Middle Tennessee gets the tap. Blue Raiders look for win number 25.
ULM starting out in man-to-man. Don't expect to see that a great deal.
JT Sultan turns, misses a 12-foot jumper, rebound pulled away by Jayon James of ULM. James works it back to R.J. McCray, and he'll work it into front court. McCray, between the circles, works to the left side to James. James in the lane, right side, goes to Trent Mackey. Mackey back out on top to McCray. 19:30 left in the first half. Just underway here at the Glass House. McCray, right side. Looks underneath, nothing there. Hands it back to Trent Mackey. Six on the shot clock. James drives all the way in. Charging foul on James. Good job on the inside by JT Sultan.
JT taking that charge. James will play what we would call a point forward position. He keeps the ball in his hands a lot, really likes to drive it, doesn't shoot a lot of threes. That's in the scout. JT knows it, saw him put it on the floor, rotated over, takes the charge.
Middle into front court. No score in the ball game. Cintrone to Gallman, left side. They get the ball in the hands of Knight. Back to Ray Cintrone. He'll hand it off now to Bruce Massey. Massey looks down the lane, kicks it in the corner. Gallman with the ball, rolls back out. Gallman off a screen, takes a three, misses, offensive rebound, stuck back up and in by Bruce Massey.
Massey got the basket, but the guy that made it work was Marcos Knight going to war.
2-0, Blue Raiders. R.J. McCray works into front court. Raiders a trap out near midcourt. They get the ball to now to Milan Brown. Brown, right side to Mackey in the corner. There's a foul called on Marcos Knight.
Got him called on the hook there, really going after a steal that really wasn't there, and we don't want Marcos to get in foul trouble. I'd like to watch him play about 30 minutes tonight as opposed to what he played Thursday night.
Absolutely. Email box open, radio@goblueraiders.com. We'd love to hear from you on this Saturday afternoon. There's another illegal pick call across the way on Amos Oloteo. His first, teams, actually they're going to give that to,
give it to James.
Jayon James.
Yep, give it to James. That's his second foul, and that hurts their team if he gets in foul trouble and goes to the bench. They rely on him for a lot.
2-0, Blue Raiders. Here's Cintrone on top. Left side, Bruce Massey. Massey, high-low pass goes underneath to JT Sultan. Got the layup, the assist for Marcos Knight.
Marcos set the rear screen, brought JT to the ball. Then when they denied it out, they went high-low for Marcos to JT. Great catch, better finish.
30-second timeout called by ULM. Reminder, the Grumpy Book Peddler has over 40,000 used books in every category, including audiobooks. If you like science fiction, romance, mystery, westerns, or history, Grumpy's has something for you. 11-11. Memorial Boulevard across from O'Charley's. Kyle, I'll put it out here. You might want to go get a book or two for your NCAA trip.
Yes.
That's the Grumpy Book Peddler. They'll fix you right up.
Middle off to another great defensive start, of course, Thursday night against South Alabama, the second hottest team in the league. They jump out to a 13-0 start. The Let's Stand for Defense crowd standing up for a long period of time. Let's see if we can set a new record here, Chip.
Spencer Wood checking in from Washington, D.C., our first email of the afternoon. And they are getting loud in here tonight, Spencer. Appreciate your email already. radio@goblueraiders.com. ULM into front court. R.J. McCray between the circles gets it back to James. They leave him in with two fouls. James pulls up, shoots an 18-footer. No good. J.T. Sultan with a rebound. Clears it out now to Massey. Long pass down the right side to Gallman. Back out now to Sultan, top of the key. Left wing Massey in the corner. There's Ray Cintrone. Cintrone backs out. Now goes to his left around a screen, pulls up, gets it to Sultan, left elbow. Gallman straight away, three, got it!
Gallman read that he was being guarded by James and knows that James does not want to close out too hard so that he can go by, pulls up and busts the three.
7-0 Middle Tennessee. Trent Mackey works into front court. Being guarded there by Ray Cintrone.
What right? A battle that'll be today.
Yes, it will. Oloteo drives down, ball loose, picked up by Mackey. Mackey, you can hear the Blue Zoo in the background chanting for defense. Mackey underneath, gets the ball to James. Shot up, no good, no, and on the baseline as Middle Tennessee's Marcos Knight and JT Sultan both battling each other for the basketball. It'll be ULM's ball.
Yeah, we were fortunate. James had gone back door there. Marcos lost sight of him, but again, JT being around the basket was a shot-blocking presence and forced James to adjust that shot.
Mackey, or make that Trey Lindsey who checked in the game, gets it to Mackey. His shot no good. Lindsey got the offensive rebound, tries to work it back outside, does to Brown. His five-footer no good, and Marcos Knight comes flying out of there with a rebound. Long outlet pass to Gallman down the left side. Cross-court pass to Massey. Cintrone, three ball. It is good! And the first dose of Puerto Rican poison is in the books.
There we go. Great transition, great ball reversal. Ray for a wide-open three. Soft as church music.
10-0 on an MTMC three by Ray Cintrone. R.J. McCray down the right side. Baseline runner no good. Rebound pulled away by Sultan. Out to Gallman. Middle looks to run again. Hands it back. Cintrone again, a three. Missed that one. Rebound pulled away by Lindsey, and ULM comes the other way. They work it back to McCray and into front court. McCray to the right side. Guarded there by Marcos Knight. No championship night hangover for this Blue Raider team, Kyle.
Not the least.
Here's Mackey in the lane. Fall away, 12-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by ULM. They get it back to Mackey for a basket at the 15-32 mark. Mackey scores to make it 10-2.
Yeah, Oloteo was the one that came up with the offensive rebound. He's one of the best in the league at that and found Mackey for that little short corner shot.
Oloteo's been averaging 19 points and 5 rebounds in the last 4 games. Down the lane, Marcos Knight fouled as he made a baseline move. The ULM foul on 23 Milan Brown, his first, team's third. Media timeout with 15:11 remaining here in the first half. Your score, Middle Tennessee 10, ULM 2. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Sometimes the best way to pick up on something is to hear it through the grapevine. In Murfreesboro, you can pick up on some great food at Through the Grapevine Restaurant. Voted your favorite caterer 5 times in the Ruthie's Award, Through the Grapevine Restaurant also gives you the chance to enjoy your favorites every day at lunch. Located at 630 Broadmoor, they're right behind First Bank. Online at throughthegrapevine.net. Also, check out their new event space, Events at East 96. Through the Grapevine Restaurant, cakes and catering.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into Murphy Center. Middle Tennessee leading by a score of 10-2. Congratulations to Greg Beatty, winner of the InterSource Fan Cave promotion that's been going on GoBlueRaiders.com. He wins a 32-inch flat-screen television and a year of DirecTV service, compliments of InterSource. If you'd like to upgrade your home entertainment system, contact InterSource.
Great prize there for Greg. I know that Lisa will know exactly where to put it.
Absolutely. Our first half tonight brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Marcos Knight at the free throw line. We'll have 2 coming. The first one is good.
Middle off to a great start, shooting 57% from the floor on 4 of 7 shooting. Monroe, 14% on 1 of 7 from the floor.
Second toss coming for Knight. Up there and good. Marcos now with his first two of the day, 12-2 middle.
Sean Jones checking in for Marcos Knight.
Jason Jones will be coming in just a moment. Kyle Kazuda, freshman from Niceville, Florida, checks in for ULM, and a foul on Ray Centrone. His man got a step on him. That would be Mackey, and he had a couple of handfuls of his jersey.
Yeah, he did. He was trailing using his hands, and typically off the ball, that's one of the easiest things to see.
Underneath their own basket, Trey Lindsey will inbound. Ball comes in the corner. They work it back out now to Oloteo. Back to Lindsey. Bounce feed over goes to Kazuda. Kazuda being guarded there by Tweedy Knight, who also checked in at that dead ball. They work it to Lindsey. Back to Kazuda. Kazuda between the circles. Looks to put down the drive. Left-handed. Kicks it back outside, and a three-second violation. The call by Kerry Sitton turns it over to Middle Tennessee. And in comes Kerry Hammonds and Jason Jones going out, Gallman and Salton.
Middle Tennessee, with the lineup they have on the floor, has got Jason Jones playing the four, which means they can switch 1 through 4 on the perimeter. Jason Jones with a switch on a ball screen there. That created real problems.
Here's Centrone, right side to Tweedy Knight. Back out to J.J. Centrone, another three. Missed that one. Offside rebound. Pulled away by Amos Oloteo.
He's a big-time athlete, isn't he, Jim?
Boy, he is. Trey Lindsey gets it back now to Kazuda. Kazuda on the right wing. Works it baseline to Lindsey. Pass over into the corner. Oloteo for a three. And he hits it. Oloteo, his first points of the day, 12-5. The lead is now 7. Ball knocked out of bounds by ULM. And that's one thing we talked about, is ULM is not short on athletes.
No, they're not, and they're not short on ability either. They just, a little bit of hard luck in terms of numbers. Nice play by Kerry Hammonds there, throwing the ball off the ULM defender.
Short bench for Coach Keith Richard is they only played 7 players at Western Kentucky on Thursday. Here's Centrone, right side, Tweedy Knight. A three there is no good. Rebound is chased down by Kazuda, and here comes ULM. Pass stolen away. It's Centrone back to Sean Jones, driving, and a charging foul on Centrone, and Tweedy Knight set Sean Jones up for failure right there.
Yeah, you don't want to give a post player the ball that early, and really what Sean needed to do there was jump stop immediately upon the catch and transfer it one more time to a wide open Ray Centrone. But
Tweedy was looking for the ESPN highlight right there.
Yeah, he was. And, I mean, it was just one of those plays where it's difficult not to pull the trigger on that. But that would have been the smart play.
12-5, Middle Tennessee with 3 team fouls. ULM with the same number. Here's a long 3 missed. Rebound pulled away by Ray Centrone. Quickly out to Kerry Hammonds down the left side. Back to Centrone. Inside out pass. The shot no good. But the follow is good. That's Tweedy Knight.
Excellent transition there. Ray with the pitch ahead. Kerry goes right back to him. They didn't pick him up. But Tweedy coming free on the right side for an easy putback.
14-5. Kazuda in the lane, driving and scooping, missing the shot. Rebound, Jason Jones. The Memphis native into front court. Works to the left side. Pitches it out now to Hammonds. His three in the air. Rattles out. Knight with the offensive rebound. Centrone pops a three. Yes, sir! Timeout, ULM.
Well, Middle doing a great job of commanding the defensive boards and getting in transition. And Coach Davis has talked about it so much that when we are playing that way, we're really difficult to handle, Chip.
Today is Legends Day here on the MTSU campus, and the Blue Raider basketball legends, over 50 of them are here today. Several of them from the era that you coached here. What do you think they're thinking about this team?
Wow. That's what I'd be thinking. they're reminded back to our days. And as a matter of fact, one of the guys that I haven't seen since he played here, Kim Cooksey, went up and got a chance to talk with him before the game. Kim still looks good. Looks like he can still shoot it. And I told him that this year's team had a little Puerto Rican poison he might want to keep an eye on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, a day like today really brings it into focus when you look out and you see Kerry Hammonds Jr. playing the game, and his dad will be introduced at halftime as one of the all-time Blue Raider legends.
Absolutely.
Kyle Kazuda into front court for ULM in a 17-5 Blue Raider lead. Kazuda, left side, three in the air, up and good by Olateo, his second of the day, and that was kind of a fall-away three.
Yeah, the tough part about guarding Olateo is he's so athletic and has such a quick first step. You're basically playing the drive, but he can make the three, shoots about 30% from that spot.
Marcos Knight, top of the key, works left to Hammonds in the corner, Tweedy Knight. Knight to Hammonds in the lane, turning, pushing the ball up, got the shot, nope, nearly got it to fall, but a foul on ULM. And the foul will be on Trent Mackey, his first, team's fourth. Media timeout with 11:57 remaining here in the first half. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality, late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality, late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto, shop where the dealers shop.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Be sure to read about today's game and all Blue Raider athletics in the Daily News Journal. The DNJ is Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. Visit dnj.com.
Middle still shooting the ball well from the floor, 6 of 13 for 46%, 3 of 9 from three-point range for 33%. I feel confident, though, Coach Davis is telling our team, hey, we've taken 13 shots, 9 have been threes. Let's be a little bit more patient and get that ball a little closer to the basket. ULM, on the other hand, shooting 27% from the floor on 3 of 11, shooting 2 of 3 from three-point line. Olateo responsible for both of those threes.
Kerry Hammonds at the line. He'll have two free throws coming. Hammonds, a 71.7% free throw shooter. And you look at Kerry Jr., who is a junior on this basketball team. And while plenty left to do this year, he's going to be called on in a leadership role next year.
Yeah, his role will change pretty substantially next year.
Second toss, no good. Rebound taken away by Trent Mackey. Nico Hunter checked in at the break. 18-8. Middle Tennessee leading by 10. Into the corner, there's Olateo. Olateo works it down the lane. Lindsey hands it off, and there's a dunk by Milan Brown. And Kermit Davis calls a quick 30-second timeout of his own.
Defensive breakdown there. They basically were getting ready to run a ball screen and ran a slip screen, got the ball to Lindsey, who dropped it off to Brown. We didn't cover that at all like we're supposed to, and that typically gets the timeout.
Well, did you know that MTSU Online offers five different types of online courses? Online classes might be very different than you think. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com. MTSU Online, a world of possibilities.
Lindsey, a very intelligent play there. He's a very intelligent player, plays basically sort of a stretch five position, plays that on the floor a lot, much better facing the basket, and saw the Blue Raider hedge was going to be very strong, and when he didn't see his defender, dove straight to the basket.
Middle Tennessee with the ball now. Bruce Massey works into front court. Massey on the dribble. Looks high post. Goes there to Sean Jones. Massey Back out now to Sean Jones, left elbow, jump shot good by Sean.
Yeah, Sean Bigsville, a little bit of a handoff there. When Bruce drives it, the defense drops. Sean stays put, turns, faces, and busts it.
20 to 10, Middle Tennessee by 10. Right side, here's Kazuda. Looks for a handoff, gets it to Trey Lindsey. Lindsey hands it right back to Kazuda, all in a very small space. Give and go there to Brown, who traveled. Over to Lindsey, back outside now to Mackey. He pulls up, shoots a 13-footer, no good. And Hammonds with the rebound, falls down, gets up, fouled. And Olateo said a bad word.
He sure did, and got paid for it, too.
Olateo, that'll go as a foul and a technical foul. He'll get two
for the price of one.
Yep. And that's not family bootery, two for the price of one plus a dollar either.
No, that's not the golden goose.
So he's actually going to get, he'll be charged with two personals there, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, the funny thing about it, as soon as he said it, he looked at Brent Hampton and sort of held his hand up like, oh, my bad. It was too late. Brent already had the whistle in his mouth.
You can't put the hay back in the barn.
No.
Knight, Marcos Knight at the free throw line. We'll have one more free throw and the Raiders will get the ball back. Well, but there are now six team fouls on ULM.
Yeah, and arguably two of their best players, Olateo and James, both with two.
Marcos Knight 4-for-4 here in the early going at the free throw line. 22-10, Middle Tennessee. Milan Brown comes out of the ball game. And ULM goes very small.
And I'm surprised that they haven't gone zone with this lineup, because you've got Sean Jones being guarded by Lindsey, and that's a power mismatch.
Marcos Knight out to Nico Hunter. Hunter hands it off now to Bruce Massey. Massey around the horn, works left side to Knight. Pass down on the block, Sean Jones shot good, and a charging foul called by Carey sitting on Sean Jones.
Yeah, I think Sean could have caught the ball there and just drop step, but he caught, held it, and then swung his right shoulder open, and that's what created the charge.
So he comes out of the ball game. JT Sultan will come into the ball game.
And there's the difference between Middle Tennessee and most teams. When Sean Jones goes out, JT Sultan comes in.
Yes. Into the front court comes McCray. They work it inside now to Trey Lindsey. Lindsey, high post, high-low pass there. No good, not out of the hands of Olateo, as he could not hang on. See, Lindsey has pretty good ball skills, doesn't he?
He's got great ball skills. He's got great floor savvy. Sees the floor very, very well, and really just a very intelligent player.
22-10. Blue Raiders with the lead. 10 minutes to go, first half. Hammonds. Left side, gets it over now to Bruce Massey. Massey on the drive in the lane. Kicks it back outside. 18-footer by JT Sultan, no good. Rebound pulled down by ULM's R.J. McCray. McCray will work into front court. Pick set at midcourt by Lindsey. Massey ran right into it. Here's McCray between the circles. Looks to the right side, down the lane. Kicks the ball out. Mackey thought about a shot, didn't take it. Kick back outside, and a three goes in and out and back out. R.J. McCray. Raiders get the rebound. Massey quickly the other way. Pitches it back to Sultan. Left side, Marcos Knight. Knight lobs it left block. Nico Hunter hands it back now to Marcos Knight. Left-handed shot up and good. Great body control by Marcos Knight to avoid the defense there.
Yeah, it's called a Laker cut. Basically a wing to post feed, and then Marco cuts baseline. Instead of going over the top, gets the return handoff and scores.
14-point lead for Middle Tennessee. 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Right side, Trent Mackey. Mackey on the bounce, works left, gets it now to McCray. He goes baseline, loose ball, last touch by ULM. James Gallman will check in at this dead ball with 8:42 remaining here in the first half.
Yeah, in essence, ULM is running a four-out, one-in offense where you're going to see Lindsey come out and set a lot of ball screens. Middle has a similar offense called four games, so they know how to guard it. They practice against it all the time.
Here's Marcos Knight, left side, Kerry Hammonds. Hammonds, top of the key, turn, shoots from 18 straight away, and he ripped it.
That's a nice play there by Carey. Comes off the JT Sultan ball screen, doesn't see any defense, and hits the mid-range.
Keith Richard of ULM takes his third timeout of the first half as Middle Tennessee is blown out to a 26-10 lead. Fit your education around your life with courses from MTSU Online. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com, a world of possibilities.
Yeah, Keith is desperately trying to stop the bleeding, not wanting this one to get out of hand because he has seen what the past X number of opponents have had done to them on this floor.
26-10, Middle Tennessee with the lead over ULM. This is the final home game of the 2012-13 regular season. Middle will be on the road to finish out the conference season Thursday night at the second friendliest village on the plain when they travel to Troy, Alabama.
And from what we hear, the perfect arena.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see it on Thursday night.
I wished I could be there, so you're going to have to describe it. But that's all we've heard about it, is that it is perfect.
Well, if you follow me on Twitter or on Facebook, I'll post some pictures. How about that?
That'll do it.
Here's R.J. McCray. Back out to Trent Mackey. ULM down 16. Right side, they work the ball over to McCray. McCray to Lindsey. Right elbow. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out to Marcos Knight. He'll pitch it ahead. There's Hammonds back to Knight for the layup.
What a great pass by Carey Hammonds. Marcos got it, kicked it ahead to Carey, and Carey threw an absolute bullet to Marcos for a power layup.
Raiders have scored 10 in a row to lead by 18.
That took, what, about 3 seconds to score there?
Seems like it. R.J. McCray, right side, pulls up, right elbow, jump shot, no good, rebound. Raiders fight for it, and Marcos Knight will come out with it. Knight down the right side, Bruce Massey, 17-foot jump shot is good. Massey with his first or second field goal of the day.
Transition offense again, our friend. We get the ball off the backboard, and even though we fought for it, we still basically beat them down the floor. We're in high gear today, Chipper.
R.J. McCray works it, high post, Milan Brown. Brown to the right wing, over to Trent Mackey. 6:50 left first half. Five on the shot clock. Driving the lane, scooping and missing is McCray. Rebound loose on the floor. Who's got it? Middle comes out of there with it. Carey Hammonds. But James Gallman kept it alive. Hammonds down the left side. Pitches it to Marcos Knight. Three in the air. Yes, sir!
Excellent defense again by getting the ball up in transition. Carey with the drop-off pass to Marcos to bury the three.
The home court domination by Middle Tennessee continues. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Carey Jr. Middle Tennessee will, ULM will keep it, and there's a media timeout with 6:19 remaining here in the first half. Your score, Middle Tennessee 33, ULM 10. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
GNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Sam's All-American Sports Grill is a proud partner of Blue Raider Athletics, located at the Stones River Mall in Murfreesboro, Hillsboro Village in Nashville, and in Hendersonville. Sam's features $5.99 lunch specials every weekday and $2.99 late night Sammy's to cure your after the game crave. Be sure and join us Monday night for Rick Ensel Live and Kermit Davis Live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill in Murfreesboro.
Nice little 5.5 run there by the Blue Raiders, a 16-2 spot on the strength of 5 of 6 shooting. Only one of those came from the three-point line.
Oloteo with the ball inside. Make that Milan Brown. His shot up and good, and Brown forced it in there, and that broke a 15-0 run by Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, Brown's going to be a right shoulder guy. ULM staying in that man-to-man.
21-point lead, 33-12. Underneath JT Sultan, and a blocking foul called underneath on Trent Mackey, his second. That'll be the 17th foul, and Middle is in the bonus now for the remainder of the first half.
You saw a pick and roll play where JT Sultan was the recipient of the pass and did a good job of avoiding Mackey, who was almost in position to take the charge, but JT sliced it and as a result had the block called.
Free throw missed on the front end by Sultan. 33-12 the score with 5:42 remaining. Here's Mackey down the left side. They work it underneath, trying to get the ball to Milan Brown. And there's that leverage inside. You're trying to pin your guy back and not go after the ball, but you're hoping that's a pinpoint pass, and didn't work out too well.
No, for the second time in two games, we've seen an opponent try to feed a post player, and it'd be touched by nobody.
Here's Ray Cintron, left side to Tweedy Knight in the corner. There's Hammonds, left block. Sultan tries to throw it back outside. Loose on the floor. Tweedy Knight gets to it first. Knight stops, looks to the right, goes to Gallman, shoots a three, and hit it.
Well, Tweedy was the one that made the play because it was clearly a 50-50 ball, and he was the first one to get to it. Just looked over the floor and said, okay, I'm going to go with Mr. Gallman on this one.
An MTMC three for James Gallman. Jimmy G from Knoxville, Tennessee. Kazuda works to the right side to Amos Oloteo. Oloteo driving down the lane, throws up a wild shot, gets fouled. He'll go to the line. The foul will go on Gallman.
Yeah, he basically bailed Oloteo out there. He was very much out of control on that shot, had very little chance of converting the shot. James sort of trying to shot block it, and that's typically what happens.
Oloteo was at about a 45-degree angle to the floor.
He absolutely was.
Free throw is good. Oloteo, again, in his last four games, he's averaged 19 points a ball game. He's had 8 games of 20-plus points this year, Kyle, and 1 30-plus game. Missed one, hit one, got his own rebound, stuck it up, no good. 36-13, Oloteo now with 7 in the game. Out of the corner, shot missed by Middle Tennessee, rebound pulled away by Oloteo. He clears it back now to Kazuda. Kazuda walks across the midcourt line with 4:25 remaining. Kazuda changed pivot feet there, but they got it back out to him, to Mackey. Mackey between the circles, works around a pick, but Gallman is there to stop him. They work it back to Lindsay on the right baseline. Goes in, lays it up, and misses. Rebound will be Torin Walker for the Blue Raiders. Out to Tweedy Knight, quickly to
Raymond
Cintron, yeah.
Well, Tweedy did a great job of looking Ray off. He was looking to the left side of the floor. Ray just spotted up in the right corner. Tweedy knew where he was going the whole time.
Well, I knew who he was. I just couldn't say that it was Cintron, but it was another MTMC three, and Hammonds is going to get called for a foul, I think. With 3:45 remaining, he is. Cintron now with 9 first-half points after his third three, and it's 39-13 at the media timeout. 3:45 remaining. Your score, Middle Tennessee 39, ULM 13. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Well, the Blue Raiders are open. Things continue to go their way. And when you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter, Catron, and East Law Firm located on the square in Murfreesboro or online at mcelaw.com.
Since that second media timeout, Middle on a 22-5 run, and have gone 8 of 10 from the floor during that stretch and 3 of 4 from the three-point line.
This is a team that has played like it is on a mission. Here's the ULM inbound, and it comes in to Kazuda. Kazuda out on top, guarded there by Gallman. Kazuda looks for a cutter, got the ball to his left, nearly traveled again. There's Mackey, back to Kazuda.
He's got happy feet. I don't think there's any doubt.
Kazuda double-teamed out on top. They work it now to Trey Lindsey, left side to Mackey. Mackey on a weave, works it on the post and stolen. Bad pass. Massey with the ball. Works the right side. Back out to Centrum. They left him alone. Missed the three. Rebound pulled away by Milan Brown and a timeout by ULM.
Wow.
That is the fourth timeout called by Keith Richard here in the first half.
I'm stunned by that. I mean, down 26. I'm going to have a hard time understanding what he sees that he needs to take a timeout for, but you're right. He's left with one for the game.
For the game, exactly.
Of course, on the other hand, he's taking one that he's not going to be able to carry over to the second half anyway, so, but still, goodness gracious.
But there were three others he could have.
Absolutely right.
Well, folks, if you like great country ham, the G&W Hammery in Murfreesboro has absolutely great country ham. If you need to send a Tennessee-flavored gift to some of your friends and family across the country, check online at thehammery.com. That's thehammery, H-A-M-E-R-Y.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, the flavor of Tennessee. In the front court, ULM with the ball. R.J. McCray to the left side. McCray works it baseline to Milan Brown. Brown underneath McCray, layup good. Nice play there, and McCray finished it well.
Yeah, like the good old-fashioned give and go.
39-15, a 24-point lead. Middles led by as much as 26 today. Ball loose on the baseline, stolen away actually by Mackey.
Yeah, he was standing on the inbounds line. Basically, he tried to help off. Middle ran its zipper play where they up screen from the guard position to the post. Nico could not corral it when it came in.
Hunter gets the inbounds pass, hits a three.
He corralled that one, though.
Middle Tennessee has hit seven threes here in the first half.
You know, Nico doesn't shoot a lot of them. That's his 11th three of the year, but he's shooting 36%.
Middle by 27. Here's Mackey, works the left side. Puts on the brakes with 2:10 remaining here in the first half. Mackey, left side, Kazuda. They try to go underneath and off the hands of Milan Brown. That will be turnover number 8 here in the first half. How about assist to turnovers here in the first half, Kyle? For Middle Tennessee, 12 assists, 2 turnovers. For ULM, 4 assists and now 8 turnovers.
And a textbook defensive stand there. If you were to take clips of how to play, help and recover defense there, boy, you would have gotten a great video.
Here's Centrone to the right side. Works it on the right block. Marcos Knight turns, fires it underneath for Torin Walker. Ball knocked away and picked up by Kyle Kazuda. ULM goes the other way. Kazuda spins in the lane, dumps it off to Brown. Couldn't hang on. Goes out of bounds. Last touched apparently by either Walker or Cintron, and ULM will keep the ball.
Yeah, I just want Kazuda to be called for one walk because he's done it about 10 times.
Trey Lindsey will work the ball in. Lindsey, or now here's a foul on ULM. It'll be on number five, Trent Mackey. He and Cintron got... Are they going to call
I
it?
I think they're going to call it a 23 Brown. Yeah.
Yep.
Illegal screen set
Malon
there.
Brown, his second.
And the reason why that illegal screen was set was because Ray was doing such a good job of getting up into Mackey. There was no screening angle, and when Mackey tried to cut off, no space whatsoever. Great job, Ray.
Chris Burnett will be joining you at the half. I have duties on the floor with the Legends, as does Coach Turnham. But Chris will take you through our halftime show. Knight works it left to Gallman. He was going to pop wide open, but a good defensive play there by ULM.
Yeah, middle running their Rover set there, which is two guards, two posts, and a baseline runner. We had Gallman coming wide open underneath, just couldn't get the pass to him. Good defense there by ULM.
Marcos Knight back out now to James Gallman. Gallman, left side, Nico Hunter drives to the basket with a left hand, kicks it back outside. Marcos Knight driving in, double team, missed the shot. Fought for the rebound, loose and out of bounds. Last touch by Marcos Knight. And he said, with all those guys in red, you call it out on me? And, yeah.
Yeah, Marcos probably forced something there. Didn't really have a lot of space.
1 minute remaining here in the first half, 42 to 15. On the right side, here's Kazuda. They get it outside to McCray. His three is an air ball, chased down by Cintron on the far side of the floor. Cintron works down the lane, goes all the way to the bucket, got rid of the Loosberg, had the ball knocked away, picked it up, tried to save it, got fouled with 38.2 seconds to go. The foul is on Trent Mackey, his third.
Mackey is fourth.
Make that his fourth personal foul. Nope, that is his third.
His third personal.
Team's ninth.
Zane Gibson
gets some first half action tonight. Middle Tennessee leading by 27 with 38 seconds to go in the first half. It has been a Blue Raider blitz in this first 20 minutes.
Good choice of words.
Cintron hits the free throw.
And again, we talked about this at the beginning. You don't want to talk down about an opponent, but certainly you don't want to play down to an opponent in this particular instance. They've come in with four wins, and Middle just wanted to set the tone right out of the gate that today was not going to be one of those magical days.
43-15, second toss good. Ray has 11, and it's 44-15. He's off to a good start on the first time that his mother has ever seen him play college ball in person.
You better believe it.
R.J. McCray works to the left side, 28 seconds to go. McCray guarded by Cintron. Well, he is all over him. And they threw the ball off of Cintron out of bounds. But a round of applause for the defensive effort.
Great defensive execution there by Ray. And then even better defensive discipline to stay on his feet, not reach in and foul, and came very close to getting the five-second call.
ULM to bring the ball in. They work it into Malon Brown. Ball poked away by Cintron with 20 seconds to go.
You know, Ray obviously is very near and dear to our hearts as a three-point shooter, but Chip, my goodness, he's improved so much as a defensive player.
Keith Richard and Barry Mathis having a conversation across the way. Lindsey works the ball in to Kyle Kazuda. Kazuda backs out. 12 on the shot clock. There's about a 1.5 second differential. Here's Malon Brown, right side in the corner. They work it to Lindsey. He drives underneath, and Oloteo could not hang on to the basketball, and a very frustrated Amos Oloteo heads back down the floor.
Yeah, 5.5 seconds left to go in the first half, but a great defensive stand again by Middle.
Here come the Raiders, 5 seconds to go. Marcos Knight stops, works toward the basket, puts it off the glass, dunked back home. Walker, they're going to count it. That's the way to end the half.
What a great drive by Marcos Knight. Took his man, T-nosed the drill, get to the rim, and go ahead and put that baby back.
Don't let me forget. Hello, Columbus, Georgia. as Torin Walker dunks it home. Middle Tennessee leads at the half 46 to 15. Stay tuned for the MTMC halftime show after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Craig Culver of Culver's and Chocolate Lovers Convention guest speaker.
Craig, how do you make Culver's brownie batter concrete mixer so incredibly to die for?
Glad you asked. First, we take Culver's thick, creamy, made fresh frozen custard and add loads of rich, dark brownie batter and chewy, old-fashioned brownie pieces. Now, who'd like one? Easy. There's plenty of Culver's concrete mixers for everyone.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM/FM, online.
Hello and welcome back into the Blue Raider Halftime Show, brought to you by Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network. Going to go through a little bit of stats here. I'm Chris Burnett. Chip Walters will actually be our MC for the halftime show where we introduce our legends. Kyle Turnham is one of the legends being introduced. I'll be running you through halftime here to get things started. Blue Raiders opened up about the best way possible. They won the tip, immediately went into a 10-0 run to start the game. Trent Mackey finally got ULM on the board to end that run. After the first media timeout, we were shooting 57% to just 14% for Louisiana Monroe. Amos Olateo receives a technical foul later on, and then Marcos Knight makes both shots at the line. Middle Tennessee would go ahead and go up 18-10 and then would go on another 15-0 run at the five-minute mark. At the five-minute mark till halftime, we also had five team threes in the books. To end half, we finished with 7 of 15 field goals that were good from three. Currently, Marcos Knight and Raymond Centrone both are tied for the lead in points at 11. Amos Olateo is at 7 points for Louisiana Monroe. You could tell from early on that the Blue Raiders pretty much controlled the ball most of the first half. They were basically in control of the game up until this point. We're going to go ahead and head into a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to sit down with Colleen Skelly from Campus Crossings to find out a little bit about what's going on there, who's our game sponsor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for.
When you flip through the real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Whatever shape of diamond your girlfriend's been dreaming of, we've got you covered. Shane Company has thousands of round and fancy-shaped diamonds to choose from, such as Princess Cut, Marquise, Emerald, Radiant, Oval, and Pear-shaped diamonds. Shane Company's fancy-shaped diamonds are also individually hand-selected by us at the Diamond Cutters. This ensures that each is perfectly proportioned and sparkles with exceptional fire and brilliance. Most jewelers don't even carry fancy-shaped diamonds, and the few that do ask premium prices for them. We have both fancy shapes and low direct diamond importer prices. So get the value of a lifetime on the diamond of her dreams, only at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at I-65 off Cool Springs Boulevard West. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into the Blue Raider Halftime Show brought to you by Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network. I'm Chris Burnett getting you through halftime, joined now by Colleen Skelly, a leasing agent from Campus Crossing. Colleen, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
And then also Campus Crossing is our game sponsor today. We want to make sure that we get that out there. But Colleen, tell us a little bit about what's going on at Campus Crossing right now with you guys.
Well, what's going on right now at Campus Crossing is we're actually the number one in student housing in Murfreesboro. And right now we actually just got bought out by another like a leasing company, so we're under new management. And so right now you can lease an apartment all-inclusive for $425. And if you lease with us right now, you're going to be put in a drawing for free Camino for a year. So it's really awesome. We do a lot of events and a lot of stuff like that to help our residents, and that way we keep them involved, $100 gift cards, everything like that.
What are some of the events you guys will go through?
Like just recently we just threw a free barbecue dinner for the football players, and all the MTSU football players got to come to our newly renovated clubhouse, and they got to eat for free, and it was a good time. They were all joking. It was a nice time.
So tell us about some of the amenities that you guys offer there.
Well, it's all inclusive, so it's fully furnished. It comes with water, electricity, cable, and internet. So it's a really nice setup. It's like a one-time payment. You just go down the office, $425, and it's really nice.
So as far as amenities, also pool, weight room.
Oh, yes. We have a fully, we have a tanning bed for free. We have a weight room, a pool. We also have a volleyball court. So we're actually offering right now to our residents free personal training. We have a personal trainer who comes in and helps with our residents.
Very nice, very nice. Now, as far as community-wise, tell us a little bit about the community, maybe what it's around, you know, next to campus, that kind of thing.
Well, Campus Crossing is located directly across from Greek Row, so it's right by campus. It's very conveniently located. I walk to campus every single day. You can also ride the Raider Express. It goes right by our property, which makes it really convenient for our residents.
So you mentioned just briefly about the, I believe it was a new clubhouse. Is that what you said? So what went on with that?
So we completely renovated our clubhouse. People will come in there and be like, whoa, it looks so different. It's I guess what you'd say is like more modern. So we have like, you know, a little theater room. We have somewhere you can play pool and foosball. We have a computer lab. It's a study room. It's like a nice environment. And it's 24-hour access to all of our residents. So you can come in there and...
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Chip Walters and Kyle Turner will be joining back with you. Stay tuned for more here on the Blue Raider Network.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer, find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no with that. Chick-fil-A, we didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back to halftime. Middle Tennessee leading 46-15. And some of the halftime numbers from a team standpoint brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air Conditioning. Middle Tennessee, 16 of 28 from the floor, 57%. ULM, 6 of 22 being held to 27%. From three, Middle Tennessee on fire, 7 of 15 in the first half, 46.7% ULM, 2 out of 5. For Middle Tennessee at the line, 7 of 9, nearly 78% ULM, 1 out of 2. Middle had a total of 18 rebounds to 13 for ULM. Assist to turnovers, Raiders had 12 assists, 4 turnovers. ULM had a total of 4 assists and 10 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, and it was just as impressive as, you know, you would expect it to be. We really came out and asserted ourselves defensively and got into transition. The only hiccup, I would say, if you wanted to look for something to pick out, was the fact that we were a little too quick to shoot threes right out of the gate. But Coach Davis got that resolved in a short period of time, and then we really pushed it inside in the late stages of the first half.
So we're just about set to go for the second half here at the Murphy Center. Again, other games going on in the Sun Belt. Only one other game being played right now. Florida Atlantic leading Arkansas Little Rock 20-17. North Texas will be at South Alabama. Troy at Arkansas State, and Western Michigan is, or Western Kentucky rather, at Louisiana Lafayette. 46-15, Middle Tennessee with the 31-point halftime lead. CertaPro Painters points in the paint, brought to you by CertaPro Painters of Murfreesboro. Quality work, professional service, that's CertaPro Painters of Murfreesboro. Middle Tennessee 10-6 off turnovers, 11-0 in favor of Middle. Second chance points, 11-2 in favor of Middle Tennessee. Fast break points, 2-0, and the Blue Raider bench has outscored ULM 12-0.
And I can tell you that Kermit Davis in that locker room is talking about the next 20 minutes. Regardless of what happened in the first 20, let's finish this in style. Do it our way.
You might be saying there's about 60 former players out there. You want to impress them? Finish this strong. Into front court comes ULM. Amos Oloteo with a basketball. Oloteo to the right side, gets it over there to Lindsey. Lindsey on the dribble, works toward the baseline. Oloteo there for a layup. Oloteo now with 9 in the game, 46-17. Baseline comes Jason Jones, moves it in, misses the layup. By the way, Jones starting the second half as five seniors started each half. The only difference was Cintrone in the first half, Jason Jones in the second half. Bruce Massey rips an MTMC three out of the corner.
Little reversal of action there. You've got James Dahlman bringing the ball up the floor. Massey running ahead on the spot up and draining the three.
Raiders by 32, 49-17. On top, here's Mackey working it to the left side to R.J. McCray. Mackey works it to Lindsey now on the left wing. Lindsey on the dribble. Hands it back to McCray. McCray works it to Mackey. Mackey right side to Lindsey. Lindsey pulls up on the line, missed the 18-footer. Rebound pulled away by JT Sultan. Raiders look to run, and a whistle sounds away from the ball. And Jason Jones, I think, got popped, and he is going to come out of the game. And quickly, Sean Jones checks in. ...49-17, middle by 32, early in the second half. Marcos Knight drives the baseline, dribble the ball off his knee and out of bounds. The turnover there, only the fifth of the game for the Blue Raiders. It will go back to ULM with 18:21 remaining. Here come the Warhawks. McCray comes down the floor, working against Bruce Massey. And oh, when you get tired of him, we've got Tweety Knight.
Absolutely.
Left side, here's Oloteo. Oloteo works it back outside to Mackey. 18 minutes to go in the game. Mackey, right wing, pulls up, shoots a three, short. Rebound pulled down by JT Sultan. Sultan out to Massey, down the left side of the floor. Pulls up another three. That one's no good, but there to stuff it home is Sean Jones. Hello, Hialeah, Florida.
Sean doing a great job there running the floor. Basically, after JT secures the rebound, Sean sprints to the rim. That's what will happen as a post if you'll run the floor.
Down the lane goes Oloteo. He kicks it back outside to Mackey. Mackey on the dribble. He and Gallman battling. Ball thrown off the foot of Gallman and out of bounds. 15 on the shot clock, and it'll be ULM's ball.
Chip Mackey averaging about 6.5 threes attempted per game. He just got his first one off the floor.
Oloteo fouled as he made a move to the bucket, and Marcos Knight will get him. The second foul of the game on Marcos Knight. First team foul in the second half.
You know, and it's interesting as I'm looking at Mackey right now, he looks like he's dry heaving out there. He is exhausted everywhere he's gone. He's had a white uniform right inside his shirt.
Well, Coach Davis thought about starting six players today. He thinks there may be six out there now.
I'll guarantee you that he does, because everywhere he's turned, I mean, he's had no space. And even when he's caught the ball, they've been up inside of him and made him put the ball on the floor.
Oloteo hits one out of two at the free throw line. He's got 10 tonight, and the first Warhawk into double figures, 51-18. 33-point Blue Raider lead. Sean Jones back out now, works the ball to Massey. Left short corner, tried to go to Kerry Hammonds. Hammonds tried to get it back to Sean Jones, picked off. Oloteo down the right side. Kerry Hammonds returns the favor and steals it back.
That's how you get it done. When you turn the ball over, go get one on the other end.
Massey, high-low pass into Sultan, and he apparently had a dance partner with Trey Lindsey down on the baseline.
Well, when you talk about post players having their defender buried, he absolutely had Lindsey buried underneath the basket. Lindsey knew the only chance he had was to foul on the wrap-up.
And he did a baseline bossa nova.
Yes, he did. Excellent job by JT, again of running the floor and then widening out.
Comes into JT Sultan, now right wing, there's Hammonds. Left side, Massey around a Sultan screen. Right wing to Hammonds, over in the right corner. They get the ball to Gallman, pull up jumper from 12 by Hammonds, no good. Rebound pulled away by Oloteo. Oloteo will dribble it into front court. Back outside now to R.J. McCray. McCray, right wing. There's Mackey with the ball. Right corner to Lindsey. Lindsey trying to back in against Sean Jones. Lindsey fakes right, turns left. Foul on Jones as he got his feet off the ground.
Yeah, Sean.
If Sean had been straight up with his arms instead of halfway,
yeah, he got him.
There would have been no foul.
He got him into a lean there. And again, that's just discipline on the ball.
16-16 remaining. Blue Raider baseball playing Indiana State right now, and no score in the third, but the Raiders were threatening, but were not able to convert on a bases loaded, no out situation. Earlier today, Coach Jim McGuire's Blue Raiders got the Auburn Tigers down at Plainsman Park, 2-1. Johnny Thomas, a two-run homer in the eighth. Hunter Adkins, great starting performance. And a save by Paul Matura. Free throw was, who was that hit the free throw?
He missed it, and Oloteo got the offensive rebound and got knocked out of his hands. Bad box out or no box out.
Well, it was Lindsey, wasn't it? 35?
That missed the free throw.
Yes, but yeah, he hit the first one, so there's 19
right.
points.
Right.
Shot missed there, and coming the other way is Middle Tennessee. Left side, out of the corner. Gallman, three ball. Yes, sir.
Again, Middle Tennessee pulling it off the backboard, getting it up and scoring in about 3 to 5 seconds. That puts so much pressure on your defense when you can score that quickly.
Middle Tennessee by 35. Here's McCray. Cross-court pass stolen by James Gallman on the run. Down Hammonds on the right side. Hammonds cuts in the lane, pitches it back outside. Gallman open again. Three ball. Missed it here, and Sultan fights for the offensive rebound. Lindsey pulls it down, and here comes ULM. McCray quickly baseline. Oloteo shot blocked by Hammonds. Rebound pulled away by Gallman. Gallman on the run. Left corner. Nico Hunter fakes a three. Boy, the lid was about to come off if he'd taken that shot. Massey fakes, drives, shoots off the glass. Missed it. Rebound there pulled away by Mackey of ULM. Warhawks move down the floor right to left. McCray between the circles, 15 minutes to go in the game. Tweedy Knight comes off the bench. Here's Lindsey, right side Mackey. Mackey. Lindsey sets a screen, and that'll be an, they're going to call an illegal screen on 35. Trey Lindsey, I think.
I think they called a foul on James Gallman.
Well, Lindsey apparently, obviously leaned out to set the pick, but Gallman gets the foul.
Yeah, he got the hand check called before the illegal screen.
His second, team second, media timeout, 14:45 remaining. 54-19, Middle Tennessee, back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer. Find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Visit the Boulevard for great lunch and dinner specials located at the corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevards. The Boulevard is a Blue Raider fan's home away from home with plenty of big screen televisions featuring all the games you want to see in a great spot. After the ball game today, leave Murphy Center and head to the Boulevard.
It ought to be hopping today.
I would think so. ULM in the lane, shot up and good by Milan Brown. It bounced about eight times before it fell through. Brown now with 6 points in the game, and it's 54-21. Lead is 33. Underneath, Torin Walker gets fouled and hits the bucket.
Excellent job by Torin Walker of sealing his man ball side. When it gets reversed, he's got his man pinned. Ray Cintrone throws the lob pass to the corner of the backboard. The catch and the finish by Torin.
I would think Torin will get some very good minutes here in the second half today.
I would think so.
Walker with the three-point play. It's 57-21 as Middle goes up by 36. Their largest lead of the contest. Kazuda works to the right side, now back on top. High post to Lindsey, bounce underneath to Oloteo. Great pass, missed the shot. Double-teamed, Oloteo went straight back up. Missed that shot, Tweedy Knight with it. Back in a hurry, Knight, top of the key, right side, Cintrone, three ball, corner pocket, no good. Rebound, Lindsey, tipped it, Hammonds caught it, but standing on the baseline. It goes to ULM.
Yeah, Nico with a good job of getting his hand on it and keeping it alive. Carey just didn't run, you know, just basically ran out of space to try to save it there.
Kyle Kazuda in backcourt, works past Tweedy Knight. Knight, or make that Kazuda into Brown, and a foul on Torin Walker with a push. Foul on Walker, his first, team's second.
One of these days, I'm going to learn how to defend that, that when you catch the ball in the post defensively and that offensive player just basically battering rams you, I wished I knew what to tell the defensive player to do in that instance.
Inbounds, quickly put up a shot. Trent Mackey, no good. Rebound, Middle Tennessee. Down the right side. There's Tweedy Knight into Nico Hunter. Turnaround shot, no good. Torin Walker got the offensive board. Walker turns, hooks it up there. Good! And the foul.
Excellent work by Torin on the backside. Nico catches it on the ball side shot. Torin working, sealing his man under, grabbing the offensive rebound. Had to get fouled two or three times before he actually got the call.
The foul on Trey Lindsey is his third, the team's third, and he has all three of their fouls this half. Torin Walker will be at the line to try to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 59-21. Raiders by 38. Walker trying to make it a 39-point lead, and he does. And Torin has eight off the bench today. 60-21. 39-point lead. Here's Kazuda. Back out now to Trent Mackey. Mackey works it now to McCray. Back to Lindsey. Lindsey on the dribble, high post. Dumps it down low, but it's blocked away. Lindsey picks it back up and scores.
Well, the ball basically just fell back in his hands when he tried to pass it. And obviously sometimes lucky is just as good as good.
Walker, right side to Kerry Hammonds. Pulls up, shoots a three, and the Siegel product knocks her down.
Ball screen by either Nico or Torn. I'm not sure which it was. May have been both. And when the ULM defender tried to go under the ball screen, Kerry just stepped back, knocked down the three.
Raiders by 40 at the 12:27 mark. Left side, here's R.J. McCray driving in, and a foul. An odd-looking play as McCray faked a shot, got Walker off the ground, and Torin picks up the foul, his second.
Yeah, I thought he got a little extra step there that wasn't called, and that put Torin in a bad position, and he went up to try to block the shot, got it, but evidently got a little bit more.
Now McCray will have two free throws. The first one is good. McCray with three. He had 17 this year in a game against Southeast Louisiana and went 3-for-3 from outside the arc against Troy. He's had 8 double-figure games, a junior from Arlington, Texas. McCray, second toss good, 63-25. Middle Tennessee into front court. They lead by 38. Tweedy Knight across the timeline, works right now to Kerry Hammonds, out to Centrone, top of the key, around a Torin Walker screen. Marcos Knight, left wing, thought he had something there, holds up. Now gets it to Walker, left block. Walker tries to wheel his way into the lane. Walker bullying his way inside, it hits the power move layup.
Power move is right, Chip. He kept driving down and basically got exactly where he wanted, when he wanted, and converted the little baby hook. He's got great touch with that shot.
Torin Walker with a new career high of 10 points today. His previous career high was 8 at ULM. 65-25. Pull up McCray, 3, no good. Marcos Knight with a rebound, looks to run. Knight down the middle of the floor, dumps it over in the corner. There's a 3 by Hammonds. No good. Rebound pulled away by McCray. McCray will walk it into front court. 11:20 remaining. Down the lane, there's Kazuda. Had the ball stripped away by Marcos Knight. Out to Tweedy. Tweedy, top of the key, looks, drives down the lane. Left-handed layup, no good. And a foul on R.J. McCray. That should take us to a media timeout at the 11:11 mark of the second half. Your score, Middle Tennessee 65, the Warhawks of ULM 25. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Guys, you wouldn't send someone else to a jewelry store to pick out a diamond for the woman you love. The only way to know the quality is to see the diamonds yourself. At Shane Company, our diamond buyers also have to see the diamonds firsthand. That's why they go to the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai and handpick the diamonds with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because we buy so many diamonds, negotiate hard, and pay cash, we get the best prices. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds sight unseen from middlemen and are forced to pass those markups on to their customers. See what your money buys elsewhere, then come to Shane Company for a diamond that sparkles beautifully and a price that will amaze you.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Fans, if the Blue Raiders win, you win as well. You can take your ticket stub to a Rutherford County Sonic location and receive a free item with purchase. The offer is good for 48 hours after each home game. If you're listening and not here at the game today, you can go to GoBlueRaiders.com after the game, print out the coupon. Sonic Drive-In, proud to partner with MTSU and Blue Raider Athletics.
Blue Raider defense picking up right where it left off. ULM shooting 27% from the floor in the first half. Exactly the same thing right now. On 3 of 11 shooting, they are 0 of 2 from the three-point line. Only 2 of 7 for the game.
Tweedy Knight at the free throw line. Trantell is a 50% free throw shooter. Of course, he will be a senior next year. And Tweedy hit exactly 50% of those free throws. But the Raiders get the offensive rebound. 66-25. down the baseline. Tweedy with the ball, got the layup and the foul.
Nice play there by Tweedy. Catches the ball after the missed free throw. Bruce Massey drives it to the center, kick out, and when the closeout was not good, drove it hard to the rim and got the, again, the old-fashioned three-point opportunity.
The foul on our favorite Warhawk, Ife Eke.
Yes.
The 6'7 sophomore from Lagos, Nigeria. Torin Walker leaves the game with a career-high 10 points. Tweedy, free throw good. He hit the old three-point play there. Knight now with 6 points in the game, 69-25. That is a 44-point lead.
Torin with some great minutes.
Baseline three-point shot up and good by Trent Mackey. He's got five. 69-28.
That's his first made three of the game, Chip. We talked about him before. He knocks down about two and a half of those a game. That's the first one.
Did not take a three-point shot in the first half. Marcos Knight, left side to Tweedy. Shot fake, drives in, kicks it back out Centrone. No fake there. He takes the three and misses. Rebound offensively goes to Tweedy Knight. Fresh 35 for the Raiders with 10:20 to go. Hand check. Nope. A foul on...
Caught him on a carry.
A carry on Tweedy Knight. The turnover gives it to ULM. Email from the Forge out in California. Always glad to hear from them. And sending a special hello to Kelly's mom, Fran, and cousin Jim Simpson out in San Juan Capistrano, California. Here's a steal. Tweedy Knight all the way in. Missed the layup. Got the foul on McCray. He'll go back to the line. Tweedy Knight has dominated this game for about the last minute and a half.
He certainly has. Many of his steals come on the ball. That particular steal comes off the ball, and he jumps the passing lane. He comes up with it clean, probably gets an opportunity to rectify that missed dunk that he had earlier in the year. That time got fouled.
Knight, first free throw is good. Tweedy now has seven. Also got a check-in today from Loyal Listener Club Bristol, Connecticut chapter president David Wright. Glad to have him on board again today, and always good to hear from him and his special one. 71-28 as Tweedy hits them both. He's got 8 points in the game now. 71-28. What's that I smell, Kyle? Is that wings?
Oh, I'm not going to say it because last time I did, we didn't get them.
Lindsey drives baseline, hits the layup. He's got five. 71-30.
I really like him, Chip. He's got some great savvy and just understands the game.
Centrone on the right side. Works back out on top. Dumps it underneath to Marcos Knight. He's double-teamed there, trying to get out of traffic. Pitches it out to Tweedy. Three ball in the air, and it's good!
Incredible competitiveness and savvy by Marcos Knight. Speaking of which, the ball was thrown into basically a dungeon, and Marcos just out-wrestled his men, plural, for the ball, and then kicked it out to Tweedy. And a steal by Marcos here.
Marcos back to Tweedy. Goes all the way in, left-handed layup, good by Tweedy Knight.
And Marcos looks at Tweedy and says, give the ball up, I was wide open.
Timeout, Keith Richard and ULM, their final timeout of the game. We'll take a timeout as well. 8:48 remaining. It's Middle Tennessee 76, ULM 30. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back to Murphy Center. Middle Tennessee putting on a show today. They lead 76-30 with 8:48 to go. Dallas Williams, our loyal listener in Chicago, sends you a question, Kyle. From a coach's perspective, when you had a big lead in a game like tonight, how do you balance getting the bench players quality minutes at full effort versus not embarrassing the other team?
Well, the bottom line is you have a job to do as a player, and you know, there's, in terms of embarrassing the other team, you don't press, you don't trap, you just do what it is you do and try to keep it in a half-court scenario where it's not outwardly trying to embarrass. But the bottom line is you still want them to play as best they can, because that's their opportunity also.
Middle Tennessee down the left side. Raiders get the ball into JT Sultan to Centrone, back to JT, and 19-footer is no good. Tip up, no good. Jason Jones fought for the rebound. Last touch by either Jones or Bruce Massey, and ULM gets the ball, and Barry Mathis not catching any love down there from the Blue Zoo.
Well, it's good to have a Blue Zoo down there to not give any love with.
Closing in on the 8-minute mark. Ball kicked out of bounds. And we'll, let me see, get that one. All right. I wasn't quick today, Kyle. I got the good deflection Thursday night. Oh, I was done for the season.
You had a great deflection Thursday night. I think it was more self-preservation than anything else.
That's exactly the hyphenated word that I used when describing it to somebody. 7,026 on hand here today at Murphy Center for the home finale for the Sun Belt champions. Here's McCray. Backing out. McCray, free throw line, works to the left. Bounces it back on top to Taylor Burchett, who gets it to Ifeeke. Ball loose on the floor and a shot clock violation as the Raider defense forced him to use up all 35 seconds. Media timeout at 7:37 remaining. It's all Blue Raiders today. Middle Tennessee 76, ULM 30. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Mr. B's Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for the absolute best car wash experience in Murfreesboro. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club and get as many washes as you want every month. Remember, the vacuums are always free at Mr. B's.
Middle Tennessee's offense shooting 50% from the floor here in the second half on 10 of 20, shooting 4 of 9 from the three-point line for 44%. Just another solid offensive effort.
Jason Jones down the left side. You want to get him in the scoring column today for sure. Here's Massey, right side. JJ backs up. He had the look that he needed. Didn't pull the trigger. Left side, here's Marcos Knight. They work underneath for Sultan and a foul on Ifeeke.
JT, as he has basically the entire game, really done a great job of establishing and maintaining his post position. He's been a difficult man to defend today.
JT Sultan will be at the line. JT has scored 2 points. Want him to put these two down right here.
Yeah, Chip, I want to sort of add to a compliment or question that Dallas Williams had. You know, the problem with Middle Tennessee is that when you play your reserves, they're not really reserves. So when you go 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 on the bench, basically it's the same guys that play all the time anyway. So it's Salton, difficult to back off sometimes.
Salton hit them both, and it's 78-30, a 48-point lead. And for JT Salton, he is now at 980 points. Here's a steal by Salton. Outlet pass goes to Massey. Beats the field down the floor. Massey got a little cute there. Raiders got the ball. It'll end up with Marcos Knight at the free throw line. If Bruce had just taken the layup, it was there.
Yeah, he was going to look to basically throw a floater back over his head to JT, who was trailing on the play, and again ran out of room. His pass actually hit the bottom of the rim. Fortunately, Marcos was also running and came up with the offensive rebound or loose ball, whichever way you want to look at it.
Marcos Knight misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Ray Cintrone comes out, coming in is Tweety Knight. So Middle has both point guards in right now. And the ULM guards are saying, gee, thanks.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
Marcos missed them both, and Ife Eke with the rebound. Lindsay in backcourt. There's a steal. Jason Jones all the way in. Hello, Memphis, Tennessee.
How about a nice little steal and slamaroo on senior day for Jason Jones?
Middle by 50, 80-30. Right side. There's McCray. Back out to Burchett. To Lindsay on the right wing. Lindsay drives, fouled by Jason Jones. His first. Team sixth. Zane Gibson comes off the bench for the Blue Raiders. 6:16 remaining. And Bruce Massey comes out of the game. The senior from Germantown, Maryland, playing his final minutes on the Murphy Center floor here today.
Players already starting to look down the bench line at who hasn't taken their warm-up top off yet.
Well, I would say Gavin Gibson is next, and Fenoy Perkins not long after that. Here's the inbound. Comes to Trent Mackey. Mackey to Lindsay out on top. Lindsay works down the lane to the right side. Pulls it out now to McCray. McCray has the ball poked away, picks it back up. 6 minutes to go in the ball game right now. Middle Tennessee leads by 50. On the top of the key here is McCray. McCray underneath Lindsay. Layup is good.
Yeah, ULM went 1-4 baseline there when the matchup became JT Salton out on top of McCray, and that is a difficult matchup off the switch.
That breaks a 9-0 run by the Raiders. Jason Jones straightaway three. Ripped it. Another one for the Bluff City.
Jason Jones, first three of the year. Hello.
83-32, Middle by 51. An MTMC three by Jason Jones. Long distance operator, give me Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello.
RJ McCray on the right side, works to the elbow, shoots it, and scores it. They have some nice looking players, Kyle.
As we said before, they're not void of ability. They just don't have as many numbers as you know, obviously teams like us. And they're still playing hard, Chip.
Under 5 minutes to go now. Ball popped loose. Gavin Gibson comes off the baseline. There's a foul underneath on Ife Eke. His third. Kerry Hammonds checks back in. Marcos Knight will come out of the ball game. And he is getting the appreciation from the crowd you would expect.
As well he should.
Gavin Gibson will come in for JT Salton in a moment, but JT needs to. JC said, I don't want to go out just yet.
I'm not ready to leave just yet.
He missed the free throw, the front end of the 1-1. Here's Lindsay on the right side. Lindsay underneath, fakes, shoots, shot blocked, and a foul called on Jason Jones. And on J.J., that will be his second.
Yeah, again, Lindsey showing some real basketball intelligence there. He backs his man under, which is Jason Jones, and shows him the ball not once but twice. Got him on the second one.
Lindsey with the first free throw is good. He's got eight. Gavin Gibson will check in, and J.T. Sultan will leave the ball game today. The senior from Yazoo City, Mississippi. What a guy he's been for 4 years.
Absolutely.
Quality individual.
No doubt about it.
Lindsey with the second free throw. Got them both. He's got nine now. 83-36. A 47-point lead. Tweedy Knight, left side to Gavin Gibson. Out on top to Hammonds. Hammonds over to Knight. Left side. They get it to Zane on the left side. Zane, left side, Jason Jones works in, fakes, goes up, shoots, misses, rebound. Kerry Hammonds looks to pitch it back outside, and a foul there on Kerry Hammonds.
Adams with the foul.
His second, teammate.
Team eight.
Yeah, Kerry comes up with the offensive rebound there, and instead of just clearing it out quickly, look for a place to throw it. And unfortunately got tangled up with Burchett, who got the better of the deal.
James Gallman checks back in. Hammonds comes out. Taylor Burchett at the line. Burchett, a freshman from Roswell, Georgia. Only the sixth game he's been in all year. And Burchett hit both free throws. 83-38, a little 6-0 run here by ULM. Zane Gibson, right side. There's Tweedy Knight. Knight works it in the left corner. Gallman with the ball. Gallman rolls out, works it back left. Jason Jones fake the three, drives in, kicks it back out. Gallman, he'll shoot a three. Missed it there. The offside rebound goes to Burchett of ULM. Burchett runs it out there to Kyle Kazuda. Kazuda back in the ball game here with the 3:39 mark. Kazuda off the curl, shoots from the right elbow and scores. Well, they've scored eight in a row now. 83-40. Zane Gibson, top of the key. Left side, Gallman. Media timeout coming at the next dead ball. Here's Tweedy Knight down the lane, splits the defense, layup good.
Well, that's a nice read and play by Tweedy. He comes off the ball screen, and when the floor opens up, drives his man hard. He's almost as good a finisher as Big Brother.
85-40, middle by 45. Raiders have led by as much as 51 today. Underneath, Ifeeke back to Burchett, three in the air, no good. Rebound pulled away. Jason Jones, 2:40 to go. Jones, top of the key, looks inside, turns, shoots left elbow, jump shot, good.
Jason brings it down off the rebound. Nobody picks him up, and he makes the simple jump shot from the elbow.
87-40. Down the left side goes Kazuda. Kazuda feed underneath. Ifeeke with his first bucket of the game. 86-42. And a timeout for substitution called. We'll keep it here. Torin Walker coming in. Also, Ray Centrone coming back in.
Jason Jones going out.
Jason Jones going out for the final time. We still have a media timeout to go, so we could have taken it there, but.
Well, what Coach Davis wanted to do was get Jason Jones a hand, because if he subs on the next dead ball, that's a media timeout. He gets no accolade.
Here's Gallman on top to Gibson, left side, Centrone. They try to go underneath. Ball stolen away. Burchett, top of the key, under 2 minutes to play. Back outside Lindsey, now to Kazuda. 1:45 remaining in the ball game. Kazuda to the left side. Kazuda goes baseline to Ifeeke. Eke backing in, turning, shooting, scoring, and a foul on Gavin Gibson. So we will have a media timeout with 1:35 remaining. Eke with the bucket. He's got four. Gavin Gibson with the foul, his first, and timeout on the floor. 95 seconds remain in the home season. We'll take a timeout. Back after this, Middle leads at 87-44. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Coming up in our postgame show, we'll present the Mid-South Ford Built Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. For all Ford makes and models, go to MidSouthFord.com. Ford, go further. Eke misses the free throw, does not convert on the three-point play. 87-44 is the score, a 43-point lead. Here's Cintron on the right side. Cintron, right side to Gallman. They work in the corner to Zane Gibson. Skip pass over to Gallman. He shoots another three. Missed that one. Rebound pulled away by ULM as we close in on 1 minute remaining.
One minute remains in play.
Out on top, here's Burchett. Works it into the corner. Three in the air is no good. Offside rebound to Ray Cintron. Kermit wants, he's not going to call a timeout for a substitution here, I don't think. Gallman shoots another three off the back rim, no good. ULM with the rebound. 87-44, 35 seconds to go. And a foul on Zane Gibson. He did that to get subs into the game. It will be Tweedy Knight coming in and also Fenoy Perkins. Tweedy Knight will name our Built Ford Tough Player of the Game today. We'll have our postgame interview with the six seniors.
Yeah, the line score on Tweedy Knight, 15 points on 5 of 7, shooting 1 of 3 from the three-point line, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds to go with 4 assists and 1 turnover.
Ray Cintron leaves the game for the final time. Also, James Gallman. Knoxville, Tennessee's Jimmy G heads to the bench. Tweedy Knight back in. Also, Fenoy Perkins in. 33 seconds to go. Free throw good. 87-46, a 41-point lead. And Middle will walk it into front court and run out the clock. So the Raiders are going to end the home season undefeated. They will pick up win number 25 on the year, number 17 in the conference. ULM will fall to 4-20 and 3-14 overall. But a standing ovation as the clock runs down as the Sun Belt champion Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders knock off ULM by a final score of 87-46. Stay tuned for the First Tennessee postgame show following this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Attention Blue Raider fans, start next year's housing hunt today. Visit www.